This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Most people vaccinated against COVID-19 in Colorado are white. That's in line with the state's population. But Latino Coloradans make up nearly 22% of the population and account for just 4% of those who have been vaccinated. CPR's Andrea Dukakis says the data show these racial disparities, but
the numbers are complicated. Lots of those receiving early vaccines were frontline healthcare workers. Many are white. But even when you look at just the 70-plus group, there are large disparities. And there's some data, though, to suggest that Blacks and Latinos are less trusting of the vaccines. So that might be a factor, too.
At CPR's Andrea Dukakis. Colorado environmental groups are praising President Biden's executive order to pause oil and gas leases on federal land. Aaron Weiss with the Center for Western Priorities says government estimates show drilling on public land accounts for a quarter of U.S. greenhouse gas emissions.
We cannot address climate change. We certainly cannot address the wildfire crisis that is hitting Colorado and the West unless we significantly and very quickly reduce those CO2 emissions.
The pause probably won't slow emissions in the short term because oil and gas companies can still drill on public land it already has leased from the federal government. Colorado Senator Michael Bennett is a co-sponsor for a bill to grant statehood to the District of Columbia. He's one of 38 Senate Democrats supporting the effort. Colorado Senator John Hickenlooper has not signed on to the bill. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.